October 25th, 2011, Detective Joe Evans in front of Ojai Liquor at 0920 in the morning was in the parking lot of Ojai Liquor last night at about 9 o'clock in the evening when he witnessed an incident between our deputies and a person driving a car. What's your date of birth? And what's your phone number again? Sell?
I sell.
And where do you currently live? That's not the old bar on the right there, is it?
Right next up to on the old hill? Bar. You go right up that hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, that's if I remember rightly, that's...
That's you're real close.
I've worked up here for a few years, and when that was a really bad place, I spent a lot of time there as a young patrol officer.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, so why don't you tell me what happened last night?
Real quick, am I on tape right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tape everything, so I'm so old.
Real quick. Is that I was out here making a phone call.
So you're standing in front of Ojai Liquors.
I'm standing in front of Ojai Liquors. I came in to get a pack of cigarettes.
Okay.
And I saw two patrol officers following a car, and I just assumed the car was going to pull over once it got through the area right here.
So now you're describing to me, just so I can remember from my report later, they're coming westbound on Ojai Avenue from the area of Signal.
Yeah.
And they're coming this way now. The police cars, do they have their lights
and
sirens going?
They have their lights and sirens on, yeah.
Okay, you can hear the siren?
I can hear the siren, see the lights.
Okay, very good.
They're maybe 75 to 100 feet behind them.
Okay, what kind of car are they following?
You know, I wasn't sure, but it was a smaller car.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a smaller car. I'm not sure what kind of a car it was.
No problem.
I really wasn't paying much attention. And it wasn't a real high speed going through here. And as they were coming up through the liquor store, past the liquor store here,
okay,
the car that they were following wouldn't slow down. Okay. Eventually, as he got in front of the liquor store...
Let's walk over here so you can show me.
Eventually, as he got right about in here, he had slowed down to a real slow speed, and I assumed he was pulling over.
Okay, so when you say in here, are you talking about where the 35 mile an hour sign is?
Right, or
where
in this area here.
I'll say between the 35 mile an hour sign and the light post?
Right about here.
Okay, that's right at the intersection. Okay, and they're still westbound, Ojai Avenue.
Still westbound, so he wouldn't stop, but he had slowed down right here. The one officer maybe pulled up maybe about 25 to 30 feet behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opened up.
On which car?
On the door opened up on the car that they were pursuing.
Okay.
And it opened up just enough to where I saw a gun come out, and I heard a shot.
Okay.
I went behind my truck.
Good.
And then I heard two more shots, maybe two or three seconds later.
Okay.
And then that's all I saw. I just stayed behind my truck.
Very good. Now, by chance, did you happen to see if the police officers were able to get out of their car?
No.
Okay. Was their light still spinning on top of their cars?
Yes, it was.
When you say you looked, and I want you, while you stand here with me, and you picture where that car was parked, and you see that door open, does it open slowly, or does that door come open quickly?
It opened quickly.
Uh-huh.
It opened quickly.
And could you see the arm that was holding the gun?
Yes, I could.
Okay, and did it appear to be someone's right hand, left hand?
I couldn't tell. I could see the gun coming out of it.
Okay, and the gun was facing which direction?
It was facing right at the police.
Right back towards the officers?
Yes, it was.
And when you hear the bangs, the shots, can you also see a flash coming from the gun?
Yes, I could.
Okay. About how many shots did you think there were?
Three shots. I'm certain it was three shots.
Three? Okay, so you're three shots, and then what happens?
Then he took off again.
Okay.
Yeah, he took off again.
And then the police?
The police followed him.
Right after him again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And about what time do you think this was?
It would have to be right around 10 after 9. Okay. Quarter after 9, right in that area.
And as you look over there right now and you think about that vehicle, you think it was a smaller sized vehicle. Do you remember how many doors it had? Do you remember anything about the car at all?
It might have been a 2-door.
Is this a real clean car? Yeah.
No. No? It wasn't real clean.
Kind of a beater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, I noticed there's only one street light over there. Was the car on the west of the street light?
It was just about here. Just in this area here.
So that's right. where the yeah. Tree is, right about where the green tree is?
Correct.
Okay.
Right about in this area. I'd say the shooting was just past the 35 mile an
okay.
hour.
Okay. So that's just about 20 feet on the westbound side of the street. Did you hear anything or see anything after the police left?
No.
Okay.
No idea.
Let's just recap real quickly. Where is the first time you pick him up and you see him coming?
I pick him up. I see my car's right about here in front of the newspaper stand.
Uh-huh.
And I pick him up right over here. I see the lights.
Right by the mission there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a little before the mission. I'm leaning up against my truck talking
sure.
to somebody before I went in to get back the cigarettes. And I see him, and he's not stopping.
Right.
Okay, they have the lights on, the sirens are on, and he's not stopping. I figured, well, maybe he's going to pull up over here.
Right, because he's not going very fast.
No, he's not going real fast at all.
Right.
Okay. And then when he came out to about here, I said, man, I have a phone conversation. If you could tape it, I mean, I'm telling the guy I'm talking to, this guy isn't stopping.
Right.
Okay. And he came through the intersection through here and
uh-huh.
he slowed down as he got in front of the liquor store.
Right.
And that's what caught my eye, is he slowed down, but he didn't stop.
Right.
And then I saw the door open up, there was a shot, the police officers stopped, and then there were two more shots.
Okay. So are you thinking that the car never really comes to a stop?
I didn't think.
Or is it a real slow crawl?
It didn't come to a stop. I don't think it came to a complete stop.
Okay.
Okay, it was like a crawl that he came to.
Right.
The officers, after the first shot, they came to a stop.
Right.
They came to a stop.
Right, and there was one officer parked in front and then one parked to the rear?
Right, directly behind them.
Okay, yeah. And you never saw them exit their vehicles?
No.
Okay, very good. Anything else that you can think about the incident you want to tell me?
No,
All right.
It scared the hell out of me,
hey,
too.
Hey, you know what? I can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming and talking to us. It helps us a lot. Sign us off. It's conclude the interview at 9:28.